Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. You know that feeling when your heart starts thumping like a drum solo, and you feel this knot of tension tightening in your stomach? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into how to handle those pesky fears and anxieties using the ancient wisdom of Stoicism. Don't worry, it's not about becoming emotionless robots, it's about mastering your reactions and finding the inner calm amidst the chaos. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about suppressing emotions? Listen, Stoicism isn't about pushing down your feelings, it's about understanding them. It's about recognizing that fear and anxiety are natural human experiences, but they don't have to control us. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a ship navigating stormy seas. Fear and anxiety are those waves trying to rock your boat. Stoicism gives you the tools, the anchors, and sails to weather those storms and keep moving forward. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those turbulent waters. First up, accept what you can control. It sounds simple, but this is a game changer. We often get caught in a cycle of worrying about things outside our control, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather seriously, who needs that stress? But focusing on these things just amplifies our anxiety. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can actually influence. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. Next, challenge your negative thoughts. Ever notice how your mind can go into overdrive with what-if scenarios? What if I mess this up? What if they don't like me? Those anxious whispers can be deafening. Stoicism encourages us to question those thoughts. Are they really based on facts or just assumptions? Often, when we step back and analyze our fears, they crumble under scrutiny. Third, practice mindfulness. This is about being fully present in the moment, savoring the good things, and accepting the challenging ones without judgment. Think of it like this. Anxiety thrives on dwelling in the past or worrying about the future. Mindfulness brings us back to the now, where we can find a sense of peace and grounding. Now, let's talk about building resilience. Just like a muscle, your ability to handle stress and setbacks gets stronger with practice. Stoicism emphasizes facing challenges head-on, learning from our experiences, and emerging stronger on the other side. Remember that time you had to give a big presentation? You probably felt butterflies in your stomach, but by preparing well and focusing on delivering your message, you conquered those nerves. Finally, cultivate gratitude. This might sound simple, but taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life can have a powerful impact on your mental well-being. Stoicism reminds us that happiness isn't about chasing external rewards, it's about finding joy in the simple things, like a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's got this big job interview coming up. Her mind is racing with anxieties. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not qualified? She starts to spiral into negative thoughts and loses sleep. Sounds familiar, right? But here's where Stoicism comes in. Sarah takes a deep breath, reminds herself that she's prepared for the interview, and focuses on what she can control: her presentation, her attitude, her responses. She visualizes herself calmly answering questions and confidently showcasing her skills. She even writes down 3 things she's grateful for that day: a sunny morning, a delicious breakfast, and the support of her friends. Come interview day, Sarah walks in feeling more confident and less anxious because she's shifted her focus from what might go wrong to what she can do right. And guess what? She rocks the interview. Remember, overcoming fears and anxieties isn't about becoming fearless, it's about learning to manage those emotions effectively. By accepting what you can control, challenging your negative thoughts, practicing mindfulness, building resilience, and cultivating gratitude, you can navigate life's challenges with more grace and confidence. So go out there, embrace those fears head on, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these Stoic strategies. Leave a review if you found it helpful. Your feedback keeps this podcast going strong. And for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration, subscribe to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom and Courage. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.